Invading Holland. The story of an accident-prone Englishman living in the Netherlands. It has finally happened. After all the years of waiting and hoping and wondering how I would respond, it has finally happened. The one thing I've been waiting for all this time. It all started when I spotted a couple walking towards me in the street, clutching a map, both sharing the same confused look upon their faces, which suggested they were utterly and completely lost. I already started to wonder if this could finally be the moment, but I tried to push such thoughts aside and not hope for it too much. The disappointment would have been crushing. Instead, I waited as the space between us closed one step at a time. I tried not to look at them too much as we got closer. And then, just as we were about to pass each other, it happened. "Excuse me, do you speak English?" I almost fist-pumped the air in triumph. It was the lady who had asked the question I had been waiting all this time to hear. Her husband was still too busy gripping the map and looking at it intensely. I don't think he was quite ready to admit that they were lost yet, but I did not care about that. All I cared about was that someone had finally asked me, an Englishman, if I spoke English. She had even said it very slowly, over-pronouncing each word in her Yorkshire accent, in the hope that the foreigner would understand. I decided to play it cool. I had been waiting for this moment for a long time and had an equally long list of highly witty comebacks prepared, but I did not want to throw the moment away too quickly. There was still one thing that could make it perfect. After 5 minutes of giving directions to the wife and 5 minutes of the husband's best, honestly, I know where we are, impression, we were about to part ways. For a moment, I thought I had waited too long and missed my opportunity, but then, thank you. And can I just say, your English is very good. I could have hugged her. I almost did. Thank you. I am English, I replied instead. Number 234 on the highly witty comeback list. She looked embarrassed for a moment while we both chuckled about this revelation, and the husband attempted his best, I was not listening, but I just worked out where we are for myself, impression. I bid them farewell and skipped down the street.
Invading Holland, written by Invader Stew and read with our thanks by Alan Lamborn.